We're going to finish off tonight the Kaddish topic on page 171. And that is 33. The Yalka Yosef says, when you say Kaddish, you should actually, believe it or not, put your feet together. You sometimes do see, you ever see people sometimes during when they're like the, so let's see where the feet's not together? So you do see that occasionally. I tell you that happens. I just taught myself my mitzvah. So like, Brisbane boys, right? They don't usually, you know, they've never said Kaddish before because they're not Brisbane, so they're like, oh, it's like leaning, so their feet are separate. So you have to, you know, remind them that the feet should be together, like the angels, lead them out to Malachim. And he says, even his, and he says, if you're going to say Kaddish, Kishahem be yeshiva, b'hiluch lo tovim osim. That means when you say Kaddish, you got to be stationary, right? Not like half in transit. It's considered inappropriate. So, actually, very interesting. What do you do, according to, believe it or not, this is a very, very big chiddush. According to Rav Yoya Yosef, he says, if you hear someone sing Kaddish on the radio, you say Amen. That's a pretty wild opinion, right? Because it's not live, it's not the same sound, right? That's what he says. Look at this, 34, Chavadas, Hashemim HaRadio, B'Shidar Chai, if it's live, not if it's recorded, if it's live. So, Sof, Baruch Shabbato Sha'ah, Tzibur Amdim B'Makom, Kaddish. So they're massive, they're standing there, right? They're all together saying Kaddish. And V'yesh, oh, the Yud Gimel Midot, I guess, if they're like for Slichot or for, you know, a Sephardi, what's it called? Tachanun. L'fichach n'yeresh v'shar l'anod imahem. You can do it. Wow. Now, listen to this. He says this is similar. Many argue on this, which is funny, because this is Yechavidat. Roger Feinstein argues on this, if I'm not mistaken. He doesn't quote it here. And so, you know, the guy who paid for this is Sephardic. So, okay. Anyways, take a look at this. Says Yechavidat, he's similar to the Gemara in Sukkah. In Alexandria, there's tons of people. You couldn't really hear. Right? You heard this? They lift up a flag. We went to know when to say Amen. And they'd say it at the same time. And that's not considered an Amen Yitoma. It's considered Amen, not connected to Bracha. Not considered Amen Yitoma. Why? They were following along. They knew. Amen. So they knew the bracha. They couldn't hear the bracha, but since they knew where he was, they were following along, not considered a min yitamah. It doesn't say chiyuv lanot. It says rasha. Whereas if you're alive, then you'd be chiyuv to lanot. Fascinating that he actually says you can answer Amen to a bracha over the radio as live. Not so simple that's accepted practice, but fascinating. Okay, very good. We'll end there for tonight.